My imagination is my greatest mystery and my greatest blessing. My imagination is my greatest mystery and my greatest blessing. Why would I call my imagination a mystery? Well, where does imagination come from? How do I get imagination? How do I capture imagination? How do I use imagination? Where does it come from? Imagination is that invisible power, that invisible source, that invisible wisdom, that invisible genius that is in every being. In every living being, imagination is the source of all the excitement they have in their life. It's the source of excitement of everything that I have in my life. And it's a mystery. I have not the awareness at the moment to reach out and say, there it is. There's where imagination dwells. It lives right in that little area right there. Imagination comes right out of that type of thinking. Imagination comes out of that type of living, and imagination dwells there. Well, we haven't found it yet. And we are looking. We are looking. We haven't found imagination yet. We haven't found where imagination dwells, where imagination lives. It's a mystery to us. But what we have found is that when we let go and let the divine in us express itself in its most magical, wonderful, beautiful way, it is indeed imagination at work. It is indeed imagination pulling forth in our lives in some very, very special way. Truly, imagination is the faculty or action of forming new ideas or images or concepts of external objects not present to the senses. Now, that's a very physical type of response. And we also call it the ability of the mind to be creative or resourceful, to think in areas they have never thought before, or to create something that exists only in your imagination. We have the ability to use our imagination, to use this great power that we have, but it only comes because it's a mystery. It only comes because it is something that seems like it comes out of no place. It comes out of no particular place. It comes out of it. It's a mystery where it comes from. So it is there. That is what we are assured of. It is there. And we can use it, and we do use it, and we will always use it. But the moment we start trying to concern ourselves with where it comes from and how it comes, we shut it off. The moment we try to use our imagination to achieve some great goal, we shut it off. Imagination is not the pathway to achieve the goal. Imagination is the goal. I do not conceive of myself arriving at a goal. I do not conceive of myself, well, let's just say, of arriving at perfect health. I conceive of myself as perfect health. My imagination is my greatest mystery, because how do I do it? I conceive myself as having perfect health. To do that, I must think that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. Everything that I do is perfect. Everything that I think is perfect. Everything that I am is perfect. And as I do this, I build within myself a reservoir of perfection relative to my physical body, my mental body, who I am. And as I build this reservoir, it becomes my source of what and who I am. And I outpicture this reservoir. I outpicture this constant thinking of who and what I am. I am the ideal person. I have the ideal body. I have the ideal mind. I have the ideal configuration of everything that goes on in my world in me now. Yeah, but where? The mystery. Oh, yes. Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You will not know where it comes from. You will never know where it comes from, because you're not looking in the right place, and I'm not. Where is the right place? The right place is our divine self. As I look at my divine right action, as I look at my divine self, as I take my human self and begin looking at my divine self, not for any purpose, but just looking at my divine self, I begin to realize what great power that is. Scientists are playing games with the mind. They're playing games with energy. They're playing games with substances. They're playing games with all these things. But in the ultimate, all that the scientists or the seekers after knowledge are doing, all that these men and women who are seeking information, knowledge, and wisdom are doing is seeing it done. They're seeing it done, but they don't realize it. They think that they're pursuing a goal, they're pursuing the unknown, but they're seeing it done. And as they see it done, it is done for them. It is fulfilled for them. And it becomes their greatest blessing because though it came to them in mystery, it was the result, the evidence of it, was in fact in their life. And they had it in every single thing that they did. Now, when you want, let's say, perfect health, you think about perfect health. You think about the ideal cells of your body doing their ideal work. You do not think of diseased cells. You do not think of recalcitrant cells that are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're thinking of ideal cells doing what they're supposed to be doing. You're thinking of ideal eyes, ideal ears, ideal nose, ideal organs and actions and functions in your body that are all working perfectly. You visualize this, you think this, you know, you imagine this. And your imagination says, yes, yes, I can understand that. Yes, yes, I see where that's coming from. And when your imagination begins to see where it's coming from, then you can have it as your greatest blessing. When great minds think of great ideas, they're not really great ideas when they're thinking of them, but when great minds think of great ideas, what are they coming up with? They're coming up with techniques for accomplishing their goals. In Alice in Wonderland, she wanted to have the ability, according to the story, of having a world of nonsense and living in a world of nonsense. But this was not natural for Alice, and it was not natural for the way she was brought up, and it was not natural for her world. And though she fell into the hole in the ground, and she had this grand experience with the rabbit, with his watch, and seeking after time and the silly adventures that went on, everything was nonsense. The Cheshire Cat was nonsense. Everything was nonsense. And what did Alice eventually say? I've got to go back home and leave this nonsense behind. But before she entered into that realm of imagination, before she fell into that hole in the ground that led her into all those adventures, she said to her little kitten, I want to live in a world of nonsense. I do not want to have it be orderly. I do not want to know how to be balanced. I do not want to be balanced. I do not want to be in order. And then that's what she created for herself. That's what she created from this great mystery of imagination. And then she wanted to change it. And she wanted to come back to a balanced, ordinary society, something that she knew about, something that could have meaning to her once again, because her living in that world of not fantasy, but in that world of nonsense, which she named it. And that's not fantasy, it's real to her mind. It was real to her experiences. And the things that happened to her were all quite real. And they were shown in relationship to how she would respond or how she would think about it. You and I do the same thing. Our imagination is our greatest mystery, since we don't know how it functions or how it acts, but we do know that we think about anything. And as we do, we turn our imagination on. We turn our imagination on full force. And whatever it is that we're thinking about, whatever it is we're imagining, whatever it is we're creating in our thinking system, that then becomes our reality, and it is our greatest blessing. All of us have the opportunity to experience this right now. All of us have the opportunity to play the game of life, and in playing the game of life, to experience the game of life in a most wonderful, beautiful, fantastic way, one that we could never have dreamed possible, but which is so much there, so much a reality for each one of us. Our imagination takes us into the land of mystery and comes out with our greatest blessing. It takes us into this land of mystery because we don't know what it is or how it goes on. We let go and we let God. We let go and we let the reality take over. And as we let the reality take over, our imagination is unhindered, unlimited by anything at all, because it dwells in that fulfilled reality. It dwells in it being done, and it is not the slightest bit concerned with the techniques that are used to accomplish it, with anything else. It is done, and this is what imagination does for us. It makes all things done, and in making all things done, it can be our greatest blessing when we let go and let it happen. It's exciting. My imagination is my greatest mystery. It is. And my greatest blessing. And I love it. Oh, my, do I love it.